FM.
For the past week or so, we've been keeping you up to date with the California wildfires. There are two. One is the Woolsey Fire down in Southern California. The Camp Fire is up north.
Which one's the size of Mesa, Arizona?
That's Camp. The Camp Fire up north.
Goodness.
Has basically decimated acreage the size of Mesa, Arizona. The death toll is now at 59 people, and they are still going through more homes, more structures, and more places that have just been burned to the ground. Joining us now is Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Southern California. Alex, from what we're understanding, as far as the campfire is concerned, some of these evacuees have nowhere to go. They're winding up at, like, Walmart parking lots.
Yeah, that's the tent city now, is the Walmart parking lot in Chico, which is right next door to Paradise, and they don't have anywhere to go. Their town is gone. Many of them don't have any vehicles because their vehicles burned up, and now they're left waiting and trying to figure out what they're going to do next.
Is Red Cross there, or is FEMA? I mean, somebody?
Yeah, FEMA and the Red Cross are both there. They're helping in the ways that they can, trying to get people into hotels, trying to get them wherever they can, but you know, you have a lot of people who don't want to go very far away. They don't want to go down to Sacramento. They don't want to go to San Francisco because, one, this is their town. This is where they lived, and it's gone now. But, two, many are waiting for word on their loved ones. There are still 130-some-odd who are missing, and still, even with the 59 statewide who have been found dead, not all of them have been identified yet, and they don't want to go very far, which you can understand, that you would always be holding on to that hope that your husband or your wife or your son is going to come walking out of the ashes, and they don't want to go where they wouldn't be there to get word. They also want to go back in. They want to see what's left of their homes. They want to sift through and look for wedding rings and that sort of thing. So they don't want to go several hours down the road. And there are now tents that have popped up on street corners all over the place. These are people who had homes. They had lives a couple of days ago, and now they're homeless and, I mean, literally living on a street corner with their families waiting for whatever that next step is going to be.
Alex Stone's joining us, ABC News. You've joined us all week. We're talking about this wildfire. It totally obliterated Paradise, California. Can you actually rebuild there? I mean, because I saw it, it's totally flattened. It's burned to the ground. It's like they're neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. Can they ever even rebuild?
Well, and that's the debate now. It kind of reminds me of after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Everybody debated, do you rebuild New Orleans? Obviously, New Orleans a bigger city, but do you rebuild or do you abandon it? And people are now having that conversation about Paradise. And people who grew up in Paradise and lived in Paradise, well, they say, yeah, of course we're going to rebuild it. But those were our homes. That's where we live. That's where our lives have been. But others are saying, you know, it is going to be such a long process. That is it really worth it? I mean, Paradise was home to almost 27,000 people. It's not a tiny town. There were a lot of different aspects to that city, that town that now are gone. They have to relay water pipes that melted underground, the plastic pipes. They have to rebuild the infrastructure of power and of the sewer system. All of that is wiped out now, and they've got to begin from scratch. It's going to be a long process, but everybody's vowing on the government side that they're going to do what they did in Santa Rosa last year and cut red tape and really make sure that they can help homeowners get back on their feet and rebuild in Paradise.
Does the homeowner have to put any of their own money into this, or does the government just start building houses again for them?
No, if it turns out like it did in Santa Rosa, it costs them a lot. That insurance companies will fight on certain things. Santa Rosa, there are a number of lawsuits out there because, and some people haven't been able to rebuild because of it, but that, let's say your insurance company told you that your home was going to be $500,000 to rebuild. Well, that's what people had their homes insured as, at $500,000. And because in a supply and demand market, labor costs skyrocket, material costs skyrocket when all entire city's gone, which Santa Rosa found out about last year, where a big chunk of it was, then all of a sudden that $500,000 house is $2.5 million to rebuild.
Oh.
And people are going to their insurance companies and saying, well, I only have a fraction of what this is going to cost. And the insurance companies are saying, sorry, we feel for you, but you were only insured to $500,000. We are not going to give you more. And they can't rebuild. They're suing, but You know, you can understand both sides of it. The insurance companies are saying, this is what you were paying for. We're giving you what you were paying for. The homeowners are saying, you told me this is what it was going to cost to rebuild my house, and now it's twice or three times that because of supply and demand, and the insurance companies have not been paying that higher amount. The courts will end up deciding that, but no doubt in Butte County, they'll go through the same thing.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Southern California. Thanks so much, Alex. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Man.
It's crazy, right?
It is. And California's broke as we know it. I mean, it's just that whole town's gone.